Arratsaldeon eta ongi etorri entzule guztiei. Ongi etorri musikaz beteriko itsasontzira. Apur dezagun katea eta utz dezagun atzean jantziakun irla. Ba, itxas bidaia ber, musikal berri hau azten dugunean, 2016ko azaroren 13a da, eta ipar mendebaldekoa ondoko itxasoa, olatuak berriz metro eta erdi eta 2 metro arte inguru horretakoa izango dira. Eta gure irratsaioaren helmuga gaurkoan izango da musika eta letrak lotzen dituen eremu horretan. Nahi baduzu ere jarrai dezakezu gure irratsaioaren jarioa sareetan, horretarako apur dezagun katea etiketa jarrai ezazu. Eta esan dugun bezala, gaurko irratsaioan musika eta letrak lotzen dituen eremu horri heltzeko hasiko dugu gaurko gure irratsaioa Bob Dylanen Mr. Tambourine Man abestiarekin.
Sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet,
and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone. It's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Zaten duzen egin gander razaletan.
Apur dezagun katea.
arratsaldeko lauterdietatik igandetan bosterdiak arte. Jantxakun irratia. Arratsaldeon eta ongi etorri entzule guztiei orain sartzen bazarete antenan entzutera. Apur dezagun katea irratsaioa da eta igande astelenetan egiten dugu, orain txesan dugun bezala eta gaurkoan musika eta literatura lotzen dituen eremu horretara bidaia bat eginaz edo pasako dugu hemen arratsaldea. Eta gaurkoan aukeratu dugun gaia edo abestiak, ba, esan duen esan nahia niretzako, kasu honetan Mr. Tambourine Man abestia aukeratu dut gaurkoan musika eta literatura hitz egiteko esan bezala, ba. Bueno, lehenik eta behin aprobetxatuz Bob Dylan jaunari eman diotelako edo eskini diotelako Nobel saria. Naiz eta berak ez jasotzea erabaki propio hori izan, edo zein kasutan ere ongi merezitakoa dela, ba, uste dugu, behintzat apur dezagon katea irratsaiotik. Gaurkoan musika eta literaturaz hitz egiteko Bob Dylan aukeratzea alde batetik aktualidadearekin lotu nahi dugu, baina bestetik baita ere ba gogoa neukalako aspalditik Bob Dylanen influentziak edo bueno, behintzat zenbait erreferentzia literarioi buruz zertxobait komentatzeko. Eta hurrengo abestia entzun ondoren pixka bat ba barrurago sartuko gara gaiean, baina lehenago Shelter from the Storm beste abesti askotan jarri duguna irratsaio honetan entzungo dugu eta gerokoak.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe.
Ba, Bob Dylan handiari buruz, edo behintzat Mr. Tambourine Man aukeratu dugun abestiari buruz zenbait kontu utxo komentatzeko. Lehenik eta behin nor da Mr. Tambourine Man? Honi buruz, interpretazioak libreak dira eta bakoitzak pentsa dezala nahi duena, baina edozein kasutan badirudi, bueno, Mr. Tambourine Man-en beharra duen norbaitetaz jakiten dugula entzuten dugunean abestia. Badirudi protagonistak ezin duela lo egin, ez badu Mr. Tambourine Man-en laguntza.
She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you.
Eta, bueno, askok ikusi dute bertan, bueno, ba, dilerra edo kamelua edo deitu nahi diozuen bezala bere beharra. Bere beharra du gure protagonistak. Itzulpena, Mr. Tambourine Man, en itzulpen zehatz bat, izango litzateke panderoa jotzen duen gizona. Eta Bob Dylanen letrari jarraitzen badio dugu, izango litzateke gaua panderoa jotzen pasatzen duen gizon bat, jendeari loa eskaintzen dion gizona.
Come in,
Abesti guztian zehar biztan da giro nahasi eta alegoriko bat, holako gauza surrealista batean sartzen gaituela Bob Dylanek. An old man with broken teeth, stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Eta horri esker hobeto ulertzen dugu zein den abesti honen esanahia. Izan ere, norez da ibili inoiz gauean nora ezean. A bargain for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence. Ziur gauean eta norezean ibili omen zen noietako bat Arthur Rimbaud poeta izan zela eta askok ikusi dute Bob Dylanen abesti honetan Arthur Rimbauden influentzia. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge. Eta ez soilik literarioa, baizik eta askok ikusten dute Bob Dylanek garai hartan zeraman estetikan ere Rimbauden orrazkera, bueno, orrazkera deitu ere, deitza ere asko den hilena hasi eta korapilatxo horiek. Eta entzuten ari gara, Shelter from the Storm, esan bezala, ekaitzetik babesean, harrapatu altzaitue gaurkoan, ekaitzetik babesean, zen ere gaurkoan ere, euria goiti bera. Jantxakun irratia. Come gather around people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around. Hor jarraitzen baldin baduzue apur dezagun katea entzuten ari zarete The Times They Are Changing Bob Dylanek abesturiko abestia. And you is worth saving. And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times they are a-changin'. Betirako utzi duen beste esaldi hoietako bat badirudi garaiak aldatzen ari direla. Noski ez da zaila horrelako esaldi bat batek balio izatea beti, baina edozein kasutan esatea ez da inerreza. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. Izan ere, gaurkoan aipagai dugun artista Bob Dylan bueno, behintzat rekonozitu izan du Suediako Akademiak Nobel saria eskainiz, baina edozein kasutan agian rekonozimentua asko zaundiagoa da. Izan ere, ahozko tradiziotik edo behintzat ahozkotasuna landu duten hainbat eta hainbat trobalarik edo behintzat Bob Dylanek bezalako abeslari eta bueno, abesti sortzaile, abestien idazle, hori guztiei agian errekonozimendu bat egon liteke sari honen atzean. Edo zein kasutan, apur dezagun katean beti ahozko tradizioa eta ahozko tasun horretatik pasatzen den literatura guzti horrekin egon gara eta gaurkoan Bob Dylanekin. Throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast.
The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Donostiako Irrati Euskaldun Librea.
Well, it ain't no use sit and wonder why, baby.
Eta jarraitzeko Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, ez pentsatu bitan ongi dago, Bob Dylanen abestia entzuten ari gara.
It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Donostiako irrati euskaldun librea, librea, librea.
Txetxeko irratia entzuten ari zara.
107.2 FM.
Shots ring out in a barroom night. Into Betty Valentine.
from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all.
Eta bagoaz Bob Dylanekin gaurkoan apur dezagun katea irratsaioan entzuten ari gara Hurricane. Eta bitartean beste zenbait kontutxo. Bob Dylan literaturarekin lotuta dago bere sorreratik, izan ere Robert deitu zioten bere gurasoek eta Zimmerman abizena jarri bere aitak. Bueno, judua izanagatik ere edozein kasutan Robertetik Robi eta Robitik Bobby eta Bobitik Bob. Agian teoria besterik izango ez den arren, hau izan daiteke agian bere izena ulertzeko modu logikoetako bat. Eta Dylan zergatik? Hemen hasten da Bob Dylanen lotura literario. Izan ere Bob Dylan, Dylan Thomas poetatik, poetarekin edo ba gustatu zitzaion bere izena, bere poesia irakurri ostean eta segurazki ba horren ondorioz edo da Bob Dylan, Bob Dylan.
Just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street. Bless you, wanna draw the heat.
Bada hor, pelikula bat, zinean ezakit orain izenan, erbaiteko aldi madaki jarri dezala sarean apur dezagon katea mezu batean, eta esan dezala izenburua, baina gertatzen da instituto batean, eta literaturako irakasleak, ba motibatzen ditu ikasleak, Dylan Thomasen poemak, edo poemen barruan izkutaturik alako misterio edo sorpresa bat eta sari bat izaten gozan eukiko zuten horratzean eta horrik asleak buru belarri Dylan Thomasen poemak irakurtzen. Barkatu akats teknikoak edozein kasutan Hurricane abesti izugarria entzuten ari ginen eta Like a Rolling Stone jarri dugu akats bat dela medio. Edozein kasutan uzten zaituztet Like a Rolling Stone abestiarekin.
find a fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? Take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel?
Zaiten dozen egin gande arratsaletan.
Apur dezagun katea.
Arratsaldeko lauterdietatik igandetan bosterdiak arte. Jantzakun irratia. Ba, entzungo dugu jarraian Knocking on the Heaven's Door. Eta aipatuko dugu baita ere Dylanen zenbait abesti konsideratzen edo konsideratu daitezkela jada himnoak eta kasu batzuetan ba giza eskubideen aldeko aldarriak eta kasu gogoratzen ditugu batzuk seguro. Lehen entzun dugun The Times That Are Changing adibidez edo bestetik Blowing in the Wind, zenbait abesti kasi jendeak memoriz dakizkienak estribilloak eta eta melodiak eta abar. Usten zaituztet Knocking on the Heaven's Doorrekin.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
apur dezagun katea.
Donostiako irrati euskaldun librea, librea, librea.
Jentxeko irratia entzuten ari zara. 107.2 FM.
Eta jarraian entzutera goaz, Death is not the end. Eriotza ez da azkena gaurkoan apur dezagun kate irratsaioan, berezia eskaintzen ari gara musika eta literatura, gaurkoan Bob Dylanen eta bere letrei, musikari eta bere letrei eskainiko diogu eta zuekin esan bezala, Death is not the end.
Just remember that. just remember that death is not the end, not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end, not the end, not the end.
Hortze genuen Death is not the end eta jarraian entzungo dugu I and I, ni eta ni, zuzeneko abestia Bob Dylanek grabatutakoa, gaurkoan apur dezagun katea Bob Dylanen bereziarekin gaude, gozatu.
Woman is slipping my bed. Look how sweet she sleeps. How free must be her dream. In another lifetime, she must have owned the world. I've been faithfully wed to some righteous king who wrote songs beside moonlight stream. And creation where one's nature, neither learn nor forgive. To the other, no man see my face and live. I think I go out and go on a walk. Not much happening here, nothing ever does. If she wake up now, you know she just don't want me to talk. I got nothing to say, especially about the world of the world. I, in creation, will work nature, either on or forgive.
And then waiting for spring to come, smoking down the track. The world could come to an end tonight, but that's alright. She should still be there sleeping when I get back. Leo.
still on the road on the darkest path. And in the narrow lanes, hurricanes stumble as paper. Someone else is speaking with my mouth, but I'm listening only to my heart. I made shoes for everyone, even you, and I still go barefoot.
Jakun irratia.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the wind...
Eta inor gogoekin gera ez dadin Bob Dylanen abesti ezagun hoietako beste bat, Blowing in the Wind.
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
Zenbat errepide ibili beharko ditu gizonak hala deitzeko, edo hala deitu baino lehen. Eta zenbat itxasoren apar txuria zeharkatu beharko du ondarrean lo egin aurretik. Eta zenbat aldiz egan egin beharko dute kainoien balak debekatu aurretik. Erantzuna nire lagun, haizean dabil, haizean dabil. Irratsaioa amaitzeko entzungo dugu Men gave names to animals, gizonak animaliei izenak jartzen.
Long time ago, he saw an animal that liked to growl. Big furry paws and he liked to howl.
Izan ere irratsaio itxasontzioni jantzakun irlara hueltatzeko unea iritsi zaio. Apur dezagun katea irratsaioa, aste bete zuzten dugu enkaiatua jantzakun irlan, baina errepikapenak urrengo egunetan alegi astelen arratsaldean izaten dira 6tik 7tara. Gaurko saioan musika eta literatura izan dugu. Bueno, Bob Dylani eskaini diogu bere musikari eta bere letrei, baina bueno, goiti behitik egin dugu saioa, alegia Bob Dylanen letrek ematen dutelako irratsaio bat edo bi edo agian denboraldi osorako, eta beraz sarreratxo bat besterik ez da izan. Entzulen guztiei besarkada bat eta etxekoei beti bezala musu berezi bat. Espero dut guztiak gaur 8 itsasoratzen garenean berriz ere, ordutegi berdinean arratsaldeko 4:00 barkatu. Igandean arratsaldeko 4:00 berriz ere itsasoratzen garenean denak hemen gurekin egotea espero dut. Irratsaio hau amaitutakoan izango duzu folk musika jantzakun irratian, beraz gera zaitezte. Zait beste zer geratzen esateko, mila esker eta datorren astera arte. Ondo ibili. Agur.
He saw an animal leaving a muddy trail. Real dirty face and a curly tail. He wasn't too small and he wasn't too big. I think I'll call him a pig. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning. Long time ago, next animal that he did meet had a wool on his back and hoofs on his feet. Eating grass on a mountainside so steep. Oh, I think I'll call it a sheep. Man gave names to all the animals in the beginning. Man gave names to all the animals in the beginning, long time ago. He saw an animal as smooth as glass, slithering his way through the grass. He saw him disappear by a tree near a lake.